Rachel? For the first 5 years I knew him, I was never Rachel, always Rach. Sometimes Shelley, because he knew I hated it and it made him laugh to watch me twitch with irritation, and then giggle because I couldn't help but join in when he was laughing. Rachel, it's me. His voice is leaden. He sounds worn out. Listen, you have to stop this, okay? I don't say anything. The train is slowing, and we are almost opposite the house, my old house. I want to say to him, come outside, go and stand on the lawn, let me see you. Please, Rachel, you can't call me like this all the time. You've got to sort yourself out. There is a lump in my throat, as hard as a pebble, smooth and obstinate. I cannot swallow. I cannot speak. Rachel?
Are you there?
I know things aren't good with you, and I'm sorry for you. I really am, but I can't help you. And these constant calls are really upsetting Anna, okay? I can't help you anymore. Go to AA or something, please, Rachel. Go to an AA meeting after work today. I pull the filthy plaster off the end of my finger and look at the pale, wrinkled flesh beneath, dried blood caked at the edge of my fingernail. I press the thumbnail of my right hand into the centre of the cut and feel it open up, the pain sharp and hot. I catch my breath. Blood starts to ooze from the wound. The girls on the other side of the carriage are watching me, their faces blank.